USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus makes up 93% of infections in the United States. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC, which looked at the last 2 weeks of July. Yesterday, there were 106,557 new cases of COVID-19 reported, and 616 people died from the virus. This, as many leaders around the United States are considering mask mandates and encouraging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying,
if you want to wear a mask, in my opinion, you should. If you don't, you shouldn't. The mask issue is not nearly as important as trying to get people to seriously think about taking the vaccine.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump are attempting to block the release of Trump's tax records to a U.S. House committee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis spent part of his Wednesday in Panama City, Florida, to announce a $58 million in additional funding to help communities impacted by Hurricane Michael in 2018 recover. The Republican governor was asked about President Biden throwing some shade his way regarding COVID-19 cases in the state of Florida. DeSantis says President Biden should be worrying about the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border instead of coronavirus cases in Florida.
Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you.
The New York Auto Show, scheduled for later this month, was canceled because of the COVID-19 Delta variant and the increased measures put in place by local officials to stop the spread. That's according to the organizers of the event. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is again pushing for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters Cuomo should do the right thing and resign. She made the comment when pressed about whether Cuomo should be impeached by state lawmakers if he refuses to resign. Regarding impeachment, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America how the impeachment process works in the state of New York.
It still starts in the Judiciary Committee, same way federal. Still have a vote in the Assembly, equivalent to the Congress, which would be a majority vote, to decide whether to go to trial. But the big difference is, if there's a majority vote in the Assembly to impeach, he immediately is sidelined, and the lieutenant governor then takes over temporarily. Then you have that Senate trial where you need the two-thirds. But in New York, you also have the highest court judges who are serving as the judges in addition to the state senators. If there is a conviction, he's out. If he is not convicted by two-thirds, he would be reinstated. But you have to believe that if there's enough political pressure, he's going to know where the winds are going on this.
Spirit Airlines is apologizing as disruptions are causing a fourth day of flight cancellations and delays. Aviation tracking website FlightAware reports more than 50% of the airline's schedule has already been canceled by midday. Spirit says the contributing factors are weather challenges, system outages, and staffing shortages. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.